afternoon. Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 12th of August 2026. We are currently on the lands of the Kaurna people in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre and very grateful to be able to use the room here while the volunteers who work on a Thursday afternoon, because we're recording this on a Thursday, they're at lunch and we're able to use this room in relative peace and quiet. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
We'll kick off with 150 years ago. Lights on Vehicles Bill. We would call our readers' attention to this bill. This bill provides for a light being carried on all carts, wagons, drays, both on main and crossroads, within a range of 50 miles from the City of Adelaide to all corporate towns and for a radius of 10 miles around all such corporate towns. I don't know how they would have measured if you were out 9 miles and you didn't have a light on, but never mind, who was going to police it? But yes, very good safety measure.
Being on the roads at night was so dangerous.
It was. You had to wait for full moons and things like that to be fairly relatively safe. So it was a sensible move.
In England, in the late 18th century, they had the Lunar Society, so called, because they only met on the nights of a full moon.
Oh, really?
The only time it was safe.
Oh, wow.
To actually be on the roads.
Oh, my.
100 years ago, Miss Gertrude Ely has raked up to find herself famous. She's only 19 years of age, but she has succeeded in the second trial in swimming the British Channel. This is a fact which has often defied the stoutest examiners on account of very difficult currents, rough waters, fogs, etc. She has given the world the spectacle of a woman doing successfully what many strong men have had to abandon as helpless.
And it's a deal.
Right. I know there was a movie being made at one stage about first woman to swim the channel, so assumably it was Miss Gertrude Erdell. But I don't think the film ever happened. I think it got COVIDed.
Probably. 50 years ago, $70 jackpot. The Greyhound Club jackpot is worth $70 for Monday night's meeting at Prince's Park, Gawler. That's a very short one, but it must have been
that?
a lot of money to be
probably
noted.
It was 50 years ago, $70. Yes, it would have been. 25 years ago, ready to roll. With the premiere tonight of the 22-part television series MacLeod's Daughters, reporter Esther Lindstrom reflects on the impact of the major Australian production on Gawler. Filming has been going on at the nearby Kingsford property for several weeks, and local reaction has been all positive because it was a big boom.
It was
a
big thing. It was a huge thing. Yeah. Was it that long ago?
Yes, I know. It doesn't seem
that long ago. No, it just came up and...
Yes.
Oh, 25 years ago.
Well, I assume they still have the wedding dress at the visitor centre. They always had it on display.
Oh, that was so tiny. They used to have it up in the dry cleaners.
Yes.
And I'd go past and I'd marvel at how tiny it was. So, yeah. 10 years ago, cycling stars secure silver. So following up from last week's story, or was it next week's story? Two local cyclists can hold their heads high after winning silver in the men's 4,000-metre team pursuit at the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games on Saturday. Former Evanston Park cycling stars Jack Bobbridge and Callum Scottson were part of the Australian squad that finished second, missing out on gold by just 0.743 of a second to a world record-breaking performance from Great Britain. And here they are, five of them lined up with their medals. And that brings us to an end of this week's Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip. Until next week.
Until next week, Kate. For all light, so